It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Good morning. I love the show. You guys pump me up every morning on the way to work.
Loosen ourselves, I.
Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We want to pump you up.
Go Bills! Let's go!
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
I love Buffalo. Go Bills!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, back here on a Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe with you as we gear up for Bills-Titans. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we've got a Titans guest coming up. Bottom of the hour, Tyler Rowland will join us to talk about the Titans. In studio with us right now, former Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Stevie Johnson, to talk about the next book in the series of children's books. We've got these at home. My kids read these. Freddie J. Finds a Way, like all of them. The next one is Eric Wood, Centers on What's Good. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell you about this book, where you can get it, how you can get it, and we'll also talk about the Bills and Amari Cooper and the newest move for the Bills at wide receiver, which is exciting. So, Stevie, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Shout out to the WGR family and all the listeners. You know, thanks for having us again.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Let's start with the book. You've done your own, Stevie Johnson. Fitz did a book. Fred Jackson did a book, and now Eric Wood. So, number four, and how many? We're going to go pretty deep with this?
Yeah, it's unlimited. You know, the creation is unlimited with the HBHF creators. You know, I have my partner and co-author here, Charlie Roberts, with me. And, I mean, we talk every day, you know, if not talking about another creation weekly, you know. So we're just looking for stories to spread, you know, and spark the mind of people. You know, our thought process on this was just to, you know, expand more stories, you know, so people can understand that everybody's going through something. Everybody has an obstacle that they had to overcome. Even their favorite players that look like things are perfect, you know, they still have something to go through. And with this book, with Eric Wood, is something special because it wasn't just an obstacle that he had to go through personally. Or with his skill, it was with a family member. And I don't want to give up too much, but the book is special. And it was something that I didn't even know about my own teammate.
Yeah.
You know? So it's pretty cool that we got to explain it.
Yeah, the series, it's a series of children's books that, like, you tell a story about overcoming an obstacle, resilience, teaching kids how to, you know, just learn to battle through that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you'll be out at Resurgence tomorrow, Chicago Street, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and Eric's going to be there to sign copies of this as well.
Yeah, so this will be our launch, actually. So you guys come down to Resurgence Brewery 2 p.m. tomorrow, and you can meet Eric, you can meet myself. We'll also have another treat with the UK Bills backers, and the Bills backers from Germany will be in the building also. So, you know, you can come get a flick with everybody and, have a good time.
Very nice. Game on Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Titans. And again, for tomorrow, 250 of these books available, and QR codes, options to buy more, to buy some of the old ones as well. So that's tomorrow's event at Resurgence, 2 o'clock. Everybody's going to be asking you at the event, I imagine, about Amari Cooper and like what this means for the Bills. So let's start with Cooper himself. Like, what you think about him as a player? It seems like a lot of people around the league just think, like, this guy can play. This guy's a good player and has been for a long time.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way. You know, as a fellow receiver, you know, we study these guys that come in, and, you know, Amari Cooper is special because I actually watched him when he was in high school. I seen him from high school going on to the University of Alabama, and I was an SEC guy, so obviously I look close at those guys. And what I saw was just confidence in his route skill, not just saying I'm confident because I'm a good player. You know, it's more than just saying you're a good player, but you got to put the work in, and you see it with Amari Cooper. And what makes me see that he's different is he can control his tempo, he can control his pace, and that's something that I think our offense was missing, you know, an outlet that can control his tempo for Josh for at least 2.5 seconds, you know, for Josh to be comfortable before he turns into playmaker Josh.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see that out of this new Buffalo Bills team. And it's going to take us over the top, you know, adding Amari Cooper with these pieces that we already have. It's amazing for
us. When you say tempo, they showed a clip on that show the facility that LeSean McCoy's on with Emmanuel Acho. And they showed him, he's one-on-one coverage, and they broke down that he started his route and he kind of like rocked the guy to sleep. Uh-huh. Like a couple of slow steps there before hitting the break. And I thought about you a little bit, like, because sometimes you watch the NFL, you watch receivers, you think it's all played at one speed. But for receivers especially, there's a lot of ability to kind of play with that tempo a bit.
Yeah, and I want to give you guys a fun fact, like Fitzpatrick. I give a lot of credit to Fitzpatrick because every time, you know, I'm around here, they say, hey, I mean, I wish you would have been able to play with Josh and, you know, this and that. And I played with a person like Josh with Fitzpatrick because when we talk about tempo, at that time, coaches was telling Fitzpatrick, he was telling Fitz, 3 steps, 5 steps, then let it go. You got to let it go. That means the receiver got to move fast too.
Yeah.
And what was I known for? Creating separation. And you need time. You need pace. You know, you got to pace your routes. And Fitz, he sacrificed himself to give me that 2.5 seconds to get open. And when I talk about me and Fitz, now everybody don't have to say I wish you to play with Josh. Now you got Amari Cooper. He's a level above me. And he's playing with Josh, so enjoy this because you're about to see something special with Cooper and Josh.
Is something like that why it could take, maybe not the whole year, but a little bit of time for Josh and Cooper to get on the same page? Because it's more than just him getting open. There's timing and tempo stuff that goes along with it, too.
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's understandable. But, you know, when you got a guy like Amari Cooper, who is cerebral, he came into the league as a rookie in 2015, and he racked up 1,500 yards. That's amazing for a rookie to come in the league and do that. You know, so I feel like when he comes to this team, it's nothing new. All you need is a couple hours with your new quarterback and communicate, and things will be smooth. You know, it's not that difficult because the playbooks, they are big, but they're all these plays are similar. It's just different names for them.
Is it the kind of thing where if Bills fans are hoping to see him on Sunday, maybe they give him like 20 plays? Like, you only have to learn this many. Or how would it work for a receiver going to a team mid-season like that?
With this situation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I feel like he's probably going to go over 100 yards. He'll go over 100 yards. He'll probably win by 30. Everybody go to Delta Sonic and get a free car wash. You know what I'm saying? Because when the Bills win, we all win.
Yeah. So you're expecting big things from Cooper. All right.
When
you look at how that one player affects the rest of the receiver core, I mean, Bills fans, you know, they're off to a good start. They're 4-2. But even on Monday, we were taking a lot of calls. Like, they still need help there. They still need help there on the outside. What does his presence on the outside do for Kincaid, Shakir, and the other guys in the room?
To start it off, let's think about Cincinnati. I always brought this example up. When Cincinnati didn't have T. Higgins, one piece, you know, Ja'Marr Chase was in the media about his stats, this and that, what's going on. As soon as T. Higgins came in, then that same week, Ja'Marr Chase put up dang near 200 yards. You know, now you add an Amari Cooper with this team with, I feel, more weapons than the Cincinnati Bengals had. It's just going to open it up for everybody. We've been living by that mantra, everybody eats. And it was that, but when you think about everybody eats in this offense with Josh, he wasn't comfortable. I saw it. You know, he's not comfortable. He didn't have an outlet that he can go to. And now we're going to see a real everybody ease because he's got an outlet and he's got a defense with eyes on either the left side of the field or the right side of the field, which will open up for others.
How much harder is it to get open on the outside like he's been able to do versus the guys that typically live more over the middle?
It's only difficult if you don't have that connection with the quarterback. You know, like I said, if you can't utilize your pace and your tempo or your what makes you different, then it's going to be a little different. You can still win, as we saw, but you guys are going to see what y'all saw with me in Amari. You know, and I just can't wait for it to, you know, to be comfortable so that you guys can really see how this connection with Josh and Amari go. I feel like we'll end up signing him later on into more years.
Could be a contract extension coming. Stevie Johnson in studio here, chatting with us about the Bills. How about the rest of the room? Let's get your thoughts on Keon Coleman's rookie season. We've seen flashes, but, you know, coming into an offense like this and coming into the NFL, I feel like it's, you know, it can be tough for a rookie, and expectations on a rookie can be tough. So how have you felt about Coleman so far?
Yeah, I actually like what Coleman's done. I'm impressed with how he mentally stays strong with the position that he was put in. They say, hey, we obviously don't have that guy, but we want you to be that guy here. You go do that. Try to rush him into it. And he didn't fall. He didn't complain. He didn't make no excuses. He had good plays, bad plays. He just kept going. Understand, this is the game. I got to learn it. So I really like that about him. You know, he's mentally tough. Now with him going to if he's going to the Z or wherever he's going to go, it's just going to make him more comfortable. And we may see more big plays from Keon, and not necessarily downfield, but plays where he can get open underneath and he's going to just extend the play. So I'm looking forward to it.
They like him on those drag routes. They like him on that, like the deep dig, I think is something they had him run a lot. And we saw a lot from him at camp doing that. You feel like Coleman is the one that might benefit the most from Cooper's presence? Could that be Kincaid? Could that be Shakir? Of course, like, you know, everybody's going to enjoy this, but who stands to gain the most?
Dang, you know what? I feel like Shakir may still have that title because, you know, I've seen him get the ball out quicker to Shakir, you know, so I think he'll get a little bit more touches. You know, he won't be at the X side where you have to wait 2 or 3 seconds. You can be on a slot side with a tight end with you in a Z and then do a little fake turnaround, get the ball quick, you know. So I think Shakir, stats-wise, will, you know, he'll be the one to lead that. But I think, again, everybody's going to get open. I think Mac will get open more. I feel like Kincaid will always get open more, but Amari opened the door for everybody.
So, is there a guy in the league right now that reminds you of yourself and all that you watch around the league and like you can kind of see some similarities?
So it's funny that you say that. So I always give shout out to Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
But throughout this year, you know, I picked up an analyst job, so I had to look at a lot of the receivers. And it's funny that we ended up picking up Amari Cooper. So I ended up posting a route of the week, maybe a couple. When the Browns played the Giants, he did a slant route, and it was pretty much the same way I did my slant against the Browns when me and Fitz was playing. And I mashed it up on my social, and I'll repost it today, but I like what Amari Cooper has to bring.
How many different ways are there to run a slant?
There's tons. There's tons really? Of different ways, yeah. You just got to be creative, and you got to have that communication with your quarterback, because if you don't, there's only one or two ways to run it.
Right, right. You know, we always hear the phrase, like, release packages. What kind of release package does this receiver have? Does he have 5 different ways to beat the guy?
Yeah.
And, you know, teams are kind of being aggressive and playing a lot of man defense against this Bills team. So hopefully we see that change. You know, Joe, as the receiver you see in the league that reminds you of yourself, how about just the rookie class? You know, we mentioned Coleman, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Neighbors
looks insane.
or Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, like, you got one of these guys you really like more than others?
Well, like I was saying with the SEC, you know, I always watch the SEC guys. So, obviously, Malik Nabers is one of those guys that I paid attention to. And he just looked like he's over and beyond. But the one that really got my attention is Jaden Daniels. You know, the quarterback going to the Washington Commanders. Yeah. That was what he's doing now. It kind of reminds me, like, are we seeing a young Lamar Jackson right now? You know, how he's taking over this team and changing that culture up there. I'm really impressed with that. But when it comes to receivers, yeah, I mean, props to all of them. Great work by Marvin Harrison being a legacy child and doing what he's doing. But, yeah, I keep it in the SEC. So I give props to Malik Nabers out there in New York.
All right.
Big SEC games this week? I think there's a big one, right?
Yeah, you big SEC guy. Are you big SEC guy with the teams that, like, just got in here like the last year or
SEC,
two. Like,
yeah.
Texas this week. Like that's SEC now. Like it's so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. No. You know, I only mess with Texas when, you know, I can holla at Marquise Goodwin and Aaron Williams and have some fun with them.
Yeah.
But I'm through and through with the originals, man. I really keep it Kentucky.
Kentucky's at the Swamp this week.
Yeah.
They're gonna get it done?
We'll see. We'll see. It's always interesting going down to the Swamp. You know, when you got guys that's never been there, you know, you go down there, it's like it can get smothering because that crowd is right behind you. You know, so it's always a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas.
Alabama
all this week.
Off that Vanderbilt loss last week.
Brutal.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, Steve. Well, thanks for coming in again. Saturday, tomorrow at Resurgence. The book is Eric Wood Centers on What's Good, and you can get this book autographed by Eric, and you'll be there as well. You can autograph as well. I mean, get the whole everybody
mafia
on this.
Know. They know what's up.
All right. Be a good party there at Resurgence. Good pregame. Got a bunch of Bills backers, UK and Germany Bills backers. They're going to the game, I would imagine. Like,
Indeed. And if y'all are going to the game, stop on the corner of Abbott and Allen, and you can possibly pick up some more books. You know, we'll be at the Gorilla Lot hanging out for the tailgate. And, having a good time.
Very good. Awesome. Always good to chat with you. Good luck with the project and excited for the next book as well. Stevie Johnson here. We're going to break in and continue Football Friday here on WGR.